You have to find it inside. It's in you. The animal part is envious. It's jealous. It's there. Okay. If you let it be, it will ruin your chance. Yes, whenever you do something, and we say, oh, this will do this to you and that to you, what is the first thing that will come to your mind? I would say, if you drink coffee, you will be in a hell of a trouble thinking really clear-mindedly. The first thing in your mind, yes, it could have that, but not to me. Because I'm the strong one. That's the vizier. That's the wit, right? That, okay, no, I'm the clever one. I will be this. It's not like that, not to me. Is it? Oh, exactly to you. Because it will harm only you. You will lose your chance. Of course, in the path, like this witty fellow, you will rob other people as well. But we will not talk about that. We'll talk about you. Because you are you, you have your path, and you have the choice. Choice is yours. Do we force something to someone? Should we? No. We just suggest that this is the worst thing. Let's see what it will do.
Do not, like the gazelle, make brilliant your stock in trade. Do not turn the people away from the ritual prayer. The miscreant vizier had become a true religious counselor. He had craftily put garlic in the almond cake.
This is not almond cake, this is not walnut cake, it is none of those. It could have almond, it could not have almond, it's baklava. All of you know the word. Baklava, because they cut baklava in a special shape, and that flows in it, the form of it. Yes?
How the sagacious among the Christians perceive the dialogue of the vizier.
This is an important addition to that. What was that? Let's go back. Whole paragraph started with what? That, okay, I was talking about the jealousy. This vizier is the inherent of that. And this vizier will ruin your life. And explaining that this is it, you need the smell, you need this to go the path. If not, even if you think that you smell what the path is, and you say, oh, I know, this is what I'm trying really, is it? You have to be grateful. If not, you will lose that. What is the gratefulness? Don't count on your wit when you are in the presence of the people who really, they have the smell, they know the path. In their presence, look at your attitude. If you don't have the gratitude, then you lose the smell. The smell you have is no good. When you lose your smell, what do you do? You will put the garlic in baklava because you don't smell it when you're putting it in it.
Oh, so it's done inferring both purposefully and accidentally because you don't...
Or whatever.
Yeah,
all right. I would say, this is it. The wit of this fellow is to put the garlic in this. We know he lost his nose because he was not gratitude and all that, right? Then, next paragraph, we'll attend to it because, yes, there are a lot of people. You could cheat a lot of people, but not everyone. You could go around and be witty and try to say no on this, no on that. But there are some people who will find out you cannot cheat them. Because when you put the garlic in the baklava, who will discover it? The fellow with the taste. Because when you put it in, you have to smell it. When it is deep down in Bhagrava, it doesn't smell, but the Bhagavan say, there are tasteful people. Let's put it in the scope of the art again, back over there to understand it. There are, all of us will try to beautify our image first and our action second, right? We try to beautify our thoughts even personally deep down, okay? And beautification to a fellow who has never even smelled what art is what? Adding some glittering, shiny stuff to it. This is normally what they do. We'll see it later. Rumi will explain it to you. What is that? And with that, you will cheat a couple of people. A couple of people around you will see it. And okay. So the conversation about what is beautiful, what is not, is wide open. And it depends when and where, who is talking about it. But there are some people with a taste for art. You cannot cheat them. But you do something else. Imagine you go to a fellow who knows what art is and you want to represent yourself as an artist. Could you imagine a more pitiful situation than that? That I go to an artist and I wanted to pretend I'm an artist to fool that one. That doesn't happen. And guess what? That fellow is important to you. Because from that fellow you could learn. These fellows who appreciated your decoration and applauded you, they're like you. So they will not help you to grow up. You need that fellow, that exception, and that exception exists. Do not make yourself ridiculous to go to someone with a taste and pretend you're attending to your wit and convincing someone to something. This is the paragraph it is coming from, because now we are going to explain the goldsmith. This paragraph will seal his future. Yes.
Whoever was possessed of discernment was feeling a sweet savour in his words, and joined therewith bitterness. He was saying fine things mixed. He had poured some poison into the sugar julep. The outward sense of it was saying, be diligent in the way, but in effect it was saying to the soul, be silent. If the surface of silver is white and new, the hands and dress are blackened by it.
You see, this is why silver is secondary, it's not the gold. Because it shines perfectly, but touch it and you will see the blackness, because oxidizes very fast. Let's listen carefully. What is he talking about? He is explaining what this vizier is. What was he doing, right? And look at it. Is it the same thing that everybody does to pretend to be better than that fellow is? He was saying fine things. All the superficial pretending to be intellectual fellows, they believe they are witty. They believe they are very intelligent. They pretend, and they have some sentences, some superficial stuff, which is always mixed. Because you have to arrive to a certain degree to have all the instruments to play the game. If you learn a little bit of this, a little bit of that, yes, you could fool everyone. You learn some sentences, you learn some ways of talking, some good things, but in it there is no real thinking. Because you will give an image that you are doing good, but in the essence you're doing harm. This is like that silver that I will not prefer. Then,
although fire is red-faced with sparks, look at the black behavior in its action. If the lightning appears luminous to the eye, from its distinctive property, it is the robber of sight.
You see, he went to an extreme again to make something clear, crystal clear. So, okay, let's forget about the silver stuff, okay? Let's go back to the fire. And fire is bright, and normally it will give you the pretension of light. So, because it's not perfect. It will black the stuff you put in it. That didn't do it. Let's go to the light itself. Because a part of that wit is that an intelligent fellow, a very clever fellow, really has some bright ideas sometimes. Sometimes. He's not a very bright person, but there are moments of brightness. He said, moment of brightness is no good. Because a flash of light will blind you for a couple of minutes. Doesn't let you see. Because it will inflate your ego. That, I'm clever. I thought of this. I did that for that for that. You see, all that is this is a flash of light. But look at it. It will rob something from you. Because there is something that, again, you will go to that very difficult, complicated word, which in English is taste, really. Zouk. Because zouk is Arabic, and it means testing, yes, but at the same time it means capability, artistic capability, talent. Artistic talent is zouk. And more than that, attraction is zouk. Here he will repeat it again and again. The fellow who is agah, means knowledgeable, informed, well-informed, full of understanding, and he has the taste. Whatever this vizier is talking is just like a ring around your neck. Yes?
Any who is not wary and possess a discernment, the words of him were a collar on his neck. Mm-hmm. During 6 years in separation from the king, the vizier became a refuge for the followers of Jesus.
Did it ring a bell? 6 years here.
6 months.
Remember those 6 months? And those other six and six and six and six? A six book? Reality. Reality is a six-dimensional stuff. It's a cube, mainly. But this cube is not complete. To us, this is half of it. This is one side of the coin. There should be six in the other one. The complete stuff is dozen. We always go for the dozen. That plays a huge role, we'll come back to that. Here, half of the year is six, full year is 12 months, right? Poetically, we'll change it to years. Over there, we understood that the Kanizak, the handmaiden, was bought, goldsmith bought her and kept her for 6 months, right? Then, after 6 months, being together, when the duration was completed, the goldsmith died. Here again, this guy is out to cheat, means to do something.